All right, so this is going to be the first episode of Sam the Panda podcast. And essentially, what we're going to be talking about today is just music and I guess my take on the whole new wave of music that's been basically popping up everywhere. So let's just start off with this whole Little Pump thing, or these new ages of rappers on like SoundCloud. Now, I don't really have a problem with this, but it's just like most of them just are really horrible. They can't even, like, you remember that whole era of mumble rap? That's what was pretty much happening back in 2016, and people just were eating that up, and it was kind of just like, are you serious? You actually like this garbage music? So, I mean, to each their own, right? But seriously, like, what was going on in people's mind to think that stuff was good at all? Because it wasn't. And I don't know, I just feel as if, and also about the whole money flexing thing, it's not impressive, okay? It just makes you seem like a big, I'm gonna just say this flat out, dickhead. I mean, honestly, like, you can't get any more fucking egotistical than showing off your money. And some of these people even go as far as saying that they were poor and, you know, they were just not doing anything before, and now they're making all these racks and racks and racks. It's really not impressive. And every rapper pretty much, well, not every rapper, but almost all these new age rappers, they just show off, like, their chains on Instagram, which, again, isn't impressive. And it's just like, okay, cool, you're making money. I can understand if you want to show it off for whatever reason, to just make people seem jealous or something, but it's just like, I don't know, money isn't really the happiness to me. Like, it's always been a weird state of just like, oh, what am I gonna do if I make all this money? Like, it's just not like that. It really isn't. And for people to just like, you know, take that into like this whole realm of, oh, I gotta make a freaking, I gotta spend a check and I gotta make it back, and then it's like, it's just so confusing. It's like, why are we living in this day and age to where people are literally trying to just make this seem like it's supposed to be a normal thing? Like, there's nothing wrong with making money at all. It really isn't. I mean, I'm all for it, but when you start flexing about how much money you're making, how much you get a month, how much you make in a day, like, sure, okay, you're impressive, okay, I can't do what you do, I'm not talented enough. Well, it doesn't really even boil down to talented, somewhat, but you know what I mean. Like, it's just like, oh, I make all this money, guys, like, look at this Rolly on my wrist, look at this car, look at this Lambo I just bought, look at this Ferrari, you don't got it like me. Like, it's, and then they're just gonna look back on this shit, which is the most ironic part, because they're just gonna be like, what the fuck was I doing back then to lead up to this? To lead up to me being pretty much in my 40s and looking back on it and being like, man, I hate my old self, because that's what I would do. I would just be like, I don't like this. I want to erase this from the internet, but you can't. Because people are always going to dig it up in something. Oh, all right. So, like I was saying about the whole new age rappers thing, I just think that people are going to look back 10 years from now, or 10 years into the future, 10 years from now, 10 years into the future, and they're just going to be like, why did we ever want this to really happen? Because it makes you just, it makes you really, really think about what motives people have. Just, like, if you could have anything, really, well, you have two choices. You could travel the world, or you can make boatloads of money on a daily basis, yearly, monthly, whatever. I don't know. Alright, but I would just choose, probably, to travel, because everybody does that nowadays, but it's just crazy, you know, like, some people don't really realize that it's not all about the money, like, it's really not, it really isn't. I mean, money, you obviously have to pay bills or whatever, but still, it's like, when you're starting to flex online, and it's just, like, there's nothing wrong with people becoming an entrepreneur either. But don't have that motive to just, like, oh, I'm going to make money all the time, and I'm making money all the time right now. That's just, like, I don't want to have that mindset, because it's so toxic, and it makes you feel like you're dehumanizing your own self, because you have all this money. It's just, it's the greatest thing in the world. Like, I don't care about all these mansions or whatever, cars, I could care less. I just want to be, like, in a happy state of mind. Like, I'll be happy if I'm living in, like, a house in Ohio, which I'm pretty much gonna try and do, because I'm, like, a mansion, probably, or a big house, you know? But it's just awkward, you know? It really is. It really, really is to have this going on nowadays, and people really don't like it. You know, living in this whole day and age where people are pretty much, how do I say it? Like, the way that music was 20, 30 years ago, it's changed so dramatically, especially in the whole hip-hop rap scene. There's more rappers than there are really, like, anyone else. Literally, you could find a rapper in every freaking state, every part of the world. There's nothing wrong with that, but it's just like, you know, some of these people have this big dream of becoming like the next Jay-Z or Eminem or freaking Ice Cube. Like, well, not the Ice Cube, but they say that they're better than these people too, and it's just like a huge, huge slap to the face, because these people are actually at least talented, you know, and that just drives me to, you know, my next episode. I really won't talk about this much, but it's about the whole producer side of things. I'm a producer myself, so it's just gonna be like, I'm gonna talk about that, but not in this. It's more just about the flexers and people that really think that they can just do all this, and it gets them, like, mega, mega, mega exposure. Like, huge exposure. And, you know, I don't want to live that life. I don't really want to live that life ever in any sense, in any direction. None of that. Because that is just so, that mindset of having money on your mind 24/7, day in, day out, having money, flexing it online for whatever reason, I don't know, okay? People just think that it's so freaking cool to do this, like, shit now, and it's not. because it makes you look stuck up and like pretentious as hell. Like, oh, look at this. Oh, look at this money. Oh, like, just calm down. Just calm down. You don't have to show your money off like to every freaking person on Instagram every other day or whenever you want to post. It's just, I don't know. And most of these people can't really rap for anything. Again, it's just off of the producers. Most of these people get famous because of the people that make the beat for their songs. I will dive more into that later on down the line in the next episode, but it's just really freaking insane, dude. It really is. It's just so, like, you didn't even make this whole thing happen, but the producer that put in the work, and probably they don't even give them a lot of exposure, or some of them get exposure, but it's just like, I don't know, it's just like, they don't give too much credit to where it is due, because these people work a lot harder than them, and they spend like $1,000, probably millions of dollars on these music videos, quotations on music videos, because it's just like, the production value is very high, but then when you get to listen to the song, it's just like, why am I listening to this person who's just spitting out gibberish and talking about how much money they have and flexing about their freaking car, their Lambo, their Porsche, whatever. It's crazy, and it's really actually insane that this is happening. So, I don't know, guys. Yeah, but anyways, thank you for listening to this first podcast. I know it was short. Maybe I'll try and get some of my friends that I know on here to listen, so maybe I could get some more exposure first thing, because I would like to do more with other people. Maybe not big people, like, you know, like producers and stuff, people that I know on Instagram and stuff. So if you guys have any suggestions, just, my Instagram is samknight14, and yeah, just hit me up with a follow and a DM, and I'll try and make that happen for you. So thanks again for listening, and peace out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.